In the words of Lex Fridman, we need more citizen journalists. And this series will tap into your journalistic potential, I promise. Cultural heritage in photography. Cultural heritage in photography, unmasking the illusion. In an era marked by the constant barrage of digital imagery, the subject of cultural heritage in photography demands our undivided attention. This captivating art form has the power to shape narratives, construct historical memory, and perpetuate societal constructs. However, before succumbing to the alluring charm of conventional wisdom, it is imperative that we critically examine the role of photography in preserving and representing cultural heritage. By engaging in a fearless pursuit of intellectual rigor, we can expose the illusions cast by this medium and reveal the nuances that lie beneath the surface. The manipulative gaze. Photography, at its core, is a product of human perception, filtered through the lens of a photographer's eye. Capturing a moment in time inherently carries the biases, intentions, and limitations of the individual behind the camera. Yet we often fall prey to the belief that the lens, with its mechanical precision, accurately depicts reality. Such a notion negates that photography is an inherently subjective medium influenced by the photographer's cultural background, personal beliefs, and aesthetic preferences. In cultural heritage, this subjective lens can be particularly misleading. The camera's gaze can selectively capture and amplify certain aspects of a culture while relegating the others to the periphery. It is a tool that can be both empowering and marginalizing, depending on the intentions and perspective of the photographer. We must be wary of the illusion that a single photograph can encapsulate the multifaceted nature of cultural heritage, for it is a complex tapestry woven over centuries of human endeavor. Constructing and perpetuating stereotypes. One cannot ignore the historical precedent photography sets in constructing and perpetuating stereotypes. From the exoticized Orientalist depictions of the 19th century to the reductionist visual narratives of colonialism, photography has undeniably shaped our understanding of different cultures. However, by freezing moments in time, it tends to distill complex cultural identities into simplistic, static representations. Consider the infamous photographs of indigenous peoples worldwide, often presented through a Eurocentric lens that exoticized and objectifies. These images, initially intended to satisfy the Western thirst for the other, have continued to fuel misconceptions and reinforce existing power imbalances. As a medium, photography can transcend these limitations and present a nuanced, authentic portrayal of cultural heritage. However, achieving such a representation requires a conscious effort to challenge stereotypes, discard preconceived notions, and embrace a more inclusive perspective. The illusion of preservation. Photography is often hailed as a means of preserving cultural heritage for future generations. First, however, we must interrogate the extent to which the medium truly captures the essence of what it seeks to maintain. Cultural heritage is not merely a collection of artifacts or iconic landmarks frozen in time. It is a living, evolving entity encompassing intangible aspects such as language, customs, rituals, and oral traditions. Photographs, while capable of documenting tangible objects, often struggle to encapsulate an intangible and transient nature of cultural heritage. For example, they fail to convey the intricacies of oral traditions passed down through generations, the rich tapestry of dialects spoken by community, or the profound significance of rituals and ceremonies. In essence, photography is a selective preservation that can only capture fragmented glimpses of a culture's multifaceted identity, leaving vast realms of intangible heritage unaccounted for. The call for an evolved perspective. To truly appreciate and engage with cultural heritage through photography, we must acknowledge its limitations and strive for an evolved perspective. This entails moving beyond the surface-level representations and actively seeking a more comprehensive understanding of the cultures we encounter. Instead of relying solely on the visual documentation offered by photography, we should embrace a holistic approach that includes immersive experiences, oral histories, academic research, and meaningful dialogue with the communities whose heritage we seek to understand. Furthermore, we must challenge the dominant narratives that perpetuate stereotypes and biases. By actively seeking out alternative perspectives and marginalized voices, we can dismantle the power structures that have historically shaped and portrayed our cultural heritage. Only through such critical engagement can we begin to peel away the layers of illusion cast by photography and forge a more authentic and inclusive understanding of cultural heritage. Conclusion. In our quest to explore cultural heritage through the lens of photography, we must tread with caution. Photography, as a subjective and selective medium, has the potential to distort reality, perpetuate stereotypes, and mask the complexities of cultural identity. However, By challenging conventional wisdom, engaging critically, and embracing a more inclusive perspective, we can break free from the illusions cast by this art form. Through this unapologetic pursuit of intellectual rigor, we can unlock the true essence of cultural heritage, preserving and celebrating the diverse tapestry of human experience for generations to come.